there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And now, well, halfway to being a certified free diver. Now, last week we had our special free diving edition of the big show. And if you caught it, you realized it was quite a festive event with my buddy Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, Martin Stabanek, world record free diving champion and instructor. And his goal last weekend was to take myself and Mermaid Tony and Justin, her better half, and teach us how to free dive properly. What, Bill?
There is no way on God's green earth that Tony has a better half.
Okay.
She may have an old man. She may have a guy. She may have a lot number of things. But there is no way that we've seen the worst half of Tony, the mermaid.
Okay, well, let's just leave it at that. Because if I say anything more, next time I see her, I will get kicked or punched or worse. So we'll just leave it at that.
Let's just say, for instance, that I don't care if you get hurt.
You know, last week I discussed this on the air. Actually, when we did the show last week, it was Friday evening. We recorded the show Friday evening on the Serenity Sunset Cruise boat that South Florida Diving Headquarters offers folks that want to go out and cruise the inland waterway there at Pompano Beach. So we had there might have been a cocktail or two flowing there with some of the crew, and we were loosened up, socially lubricated, as we like to say,
flexible,
and we were talking about the process of what was going to go into this course. And so the next day, the reason we recorded is because we were in class all day on Saturday, and we were supposed to be on Sunday. We were supposed to go in the ocean and dive down on Sunday. We ended up getting blown out. It was too windy down there, so we had to postpone the ocean part of this training.
I have heard this several times now, that you got blown out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little confused.
Okay.
How calm does the sea have to be for you to jump in the water and dive with no equipment and then come out and get onto a boat?
Well,
flat calm does the water need to be for you to jump out of it and essentially sink and turn around and go to the surface?
Well, this is professional free diving level. And you can go to free diving.
But you weren't going down 400 feet. You were going down 66 feet.
Yeah, but they said they set up this floating contraption that Martin Stepanek has created, and it has PVC pipe, a little framework type thing. And you go out into blue water. You have to float this thing out in blue water, and then it has lines and weights hanging from it, and the free divers go up and down, and they're practicing. But it's quite an impressive little contraption, or a floating lure. You can look at it like that as well.
Yeah, for bull sharks.
Big pelagics that swim through the Gulf Stream there off the coast of Pompano Beach.
Sperm whale.
So you do need some calm water, and it was blowing, and we're training too. So ideally, your free diving instructors, Mark and Martin, would actually give us instructions. But if the wind's blowing too loud or the waves are too high, it would be difficult to get the messages across. So they pulled the plug on it, and they said, look, let's just make it up a few weeks down the road. You guys come back and do a Sunday morning class with us, and we'll finish you off. However, what's that?
You don't want them to finish you off.
Well, They are good instructors, and we did really the meat of the class on Saturday in a classroom where you go through, you know, training and some book work, you take a test, the whole kind of thing, and then we jump in the pool and we practice our breath holding, how to lower your heartbeat like these free divers and become one with the water and God knows, yeah. I mean, I was thinking, what is the Zen technique that we're going to learn? Now, Martin said last week on the air, it's like, look, there's really no trick to this. There's no, you know, everybody has it in them. They can do it. But there was a little bit of kind of like yoga type, you know, meditation type thing that they call the breathe up before you actually start your free dive, where they want you to focus on your breathing through your diaphragm and all this kind of stuff. And
breathe
and so,
your
okay, you're getting better. Doom. That's not bad. But keep calm, Bill. You must calm yourself. Yes, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. It felt like Lamaze. I felt like I was back in Lamaze class from back in the day. But the interesting thing was, now we had a class of five people, right, Bill?
Right.
And they said that they can take pretty much anyone off the street. And as long as they don't have any kind of abnormalities, they can take them where they should be able to hold their breath for at least three minutes in the pool.
Okay, 3 minutes in the pool sounds
challenging. I'm skeptic.
Yeah,
I was skeptical. I was like, you know, I just did an informal test, just try to hold my breath sitting in a chair. And I did a minute and a half. Not too hard, but I was like, 3 minutes, you've got to be kidding me. I'm supposed to
double
this?
How long do you think
you
could go if we put a belt around your neck and hung it from the back of the door?
Well, if you just hold someone underwater.
Yes.
You know, which we don't recommend, by the way. But sure enough, they went through this process in the pool with us after explaining.
Pretty sure Glenn Close held her water for 15 minutes in the making of.
Okay, totally different
that
thing.
That rabbit movie.
But they took us through a process, and they said, okay, we're going to do a breath hold for a minute after we do the breathe up, as they say before that. So you'll have a breathe up for like 2 minutes, and then you'll hold your breath for a minute underwater, and they try to keep you calm and face in the water, that kind of thing. And then we do a breathe up for like 3 minutes, and we do 2 minute breath hold, and then we do a breathe up for 4 minutes, and then we do 3 minutes breath hold. And sure enough, everybody did the 3 minutes. It was pretty. I was amazed how
so you did just
easy.
As long as everyone else. That's fantastic that you were able to go just as long as everybody else in class. We know that like Tony is a champion.
Well,
small
Tony
breather.
Tony Bottle is her nickname because she's like carrying around a spare air. Tony does not breathe when you have her as a dive buddy. You look at her after the dive.
There's
you're
never
like,
any bubbles around her.
My
nothing.
God, she still has 2,500 psi left after a 30-minute dive at 60 feet. What the hell's wrong with this person? She's a freak.
Exactly.
So you know, I thought sure she's going to be a natural for this. But as we went around the table in our first morning, Saturday morning classroom. They asked, Martin asked everybody, what do you want to come away with from this class? And sure enough said, well, I want to be a better free diver. I want to be able to, you know, dive down to 60 feet or plus or go spear fishing or whatever. They come to me and what do I say? I say, all I want to do is be able to beat the ass off of these two young whippersnappers next to me. As long as I can beat them on this process, I consider this a success.
Did Martin say, that's just the attitude we were hoping
exactly.
for?
Exactly. Well, I don't know if he said that exactly, no. Those exact words. But
did,
yeah.
did he throw an eraser at your head?
No. He nodded in agreement. Like, I see it. Yeah. Whatever motivates you is okay with me.
He didn't roll his eyes back into his head like
no,
I do?
No. I don't think. I probably was looking away. But anyway, that was my goal, was just to beat Mermaid Tony and Justin. And so when we got in the pool and did this 3 minute breath hold, you know, everybody comes up and my partner who is timing me, she goes, wow, you actually did 3:05. She was doing
so you
the
went
timing.
Longer than Tony.
Yes.
You have held your breath longer underwater than the Tony Bottle.
Yeah, that's right. Let the record be clear. Even now, she denies it, and she is not. Right now, she is punching the radio. She is driving her car off the road, or maybe she might be
Ladies
driving
and gentlemen,
here. Thank you,
Scuba Radio Breath Hold Champion,
yes!
Greg the Dive Master,
in your face, Mermaid. Had to get that in. You know, I can say all this stuff because she's not here today. She's working. She has like a real job.
It doesn't matter, Greg. It's the truth. And sometimes the truth transcends whether or not you can be beaten up by a girl.
Okay.
And I think this is a case where that does transcend. That truth exists in a world where Tony doesn't want it to, but it does.
That's right.
It
Suck
is the
it.
Truth.
Air is what I'm talking about, by the way, just for the record. Anyway, so there you go.
All the men involved in this program are very proud of your accomplishment.
Thank you. Now, and I will go deeper. I will go longer when we finally finish off this class. But we got more Scuba Radio on deck and many more things to cover, so stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing it to Ilucha. Oh, yeah. To Inagua, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, don't bear my knees. Everybody, let me hear ya, do it.
Greg the Dive Master here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And gotta say, there's a lot of stuff we gotta talk about today. We're gonna have some special guests we may check in with our friends from Dominica for Dive Fest. And Bill, I know you're excited about Dive Fest in July, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm always excited about all the places that you don't let me go. There's nothing more exciting to me than the places you get to go that I don't get to go. Really, if I was going to make a list of things that I'm excited about, I would say, well, let's see. I'm excited about my daughter and about my daughter that's graduating.
Right.
And I'm excited about, let's see, I'm making a list of things. I keep adding more things to the list. Hold on. I haven't gotten yet to your dive trips yet. Let's see. You know what? I'm starting getting down towards the things I don't care about at all, like the stupid royal wedding last week. And, oh, look, here it is. Two under that is your dive trip to Dominica.
Well, you know what? we have Dive Fest from July 7th to the 18th. And you can go, Bill, you and everybody listening. If you go to DominicaDiveFest.com, you get all the details right there. But we have secured our plans. We're going to try to check in with Simon Walsh from the Water Sports Association there in Dominica a little bit later on today. Also, some new free diving equipment that has just been released from Oceanic or Aries dive gear. We're going to talk with Doug Krause, a marketing guy there for that company, about that a little bit later on. And if that wasn't enough, what about Skip Work and Dive Day? Believe it or not, there's somebody connected with our show who is encouraging divers to be unproductive, and it's not me. So Skip Work and Dive Day, we have details for you on that coming up. One other thing before, we're going to try to check in with Captain Cocktail because he was there as part of that dive trip from the free diving weekend we had last weekend. And we're going to try to connect with him in just a bit. But I got to tell you, don't forget about the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Saba. We have that all set, ready to go September 17th through the 24th with Explore Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. You can join us. All you have to do is call Explore Ventures or go to exploreventures.com. There's a little feature article right there on the front page of scubaradio.com as well. If you don't remember that right now as you're listening, just go back there and make sure you register and join us because it's going to be fun. You know, myself's going to be on, Mermaid Tony's going to be on there. Who knows? We may do some free diving while we're there as well. But also, Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to join us on the boat. And we board in St. Kitts. We cruise through the island or around the island of Saba, get off the boat, go do some land tour stuff on Saba, and then we finish it off in St. Martin. So that happens September 17th through the 24th. That is the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and we will be all set. All right. We have Simon on from Dominica right now. How about that? Hey, Simon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Greg, not too bad. How's everything?
Good, good. So how is Dive Fest in Dominica shaping up?
Well, as usual, starting the organization and getting everything put in place. So we will have a meeting next week and really probably start the heavy lifting next week sometime. But, we've been doing this 18 years now, so we kind of know the routine and we know what everyone's going to be doing. So not that big a deal as it used to be in the planning. We know what's going to be happening and so it's going well.
Yes, and I know we got, this will be the first time Mermaid Tony has come to the island, so we're bringing Tony, and we hopefully are going to have a couple more mermaids with us as well. Bill is threatening to come and put on a tail for you as well. Do you think the folks there in Dominica are ready for such nonsense?
We like the mermaids. We're not so sure about the mermen.
Yes. Well, even if you were into the mermen, I think Bill is in his own species category, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But he's threatening
with
something.
We'll certainly welcome Tony, and she's an experienced diver, so we're happy she'll come down here because we know our diving's going to really blow her away. So we welcome Tony as a new mermaid.
Yes, and Bill, I think that's a no, just to clarify.
Hey, but, Greg, everybody's welcome to come to Dominica. I'm just saying maybe the putting the tail thing on might be going a step too far.
Yes, yeah. Well, it is for most parts of the world, I think. I don't think there's a country that would allow such stuff to go on anyway, Bill.
That is absolutely positively not true. I have an open invitation.
No, but everybody's welcome to come down here. There's so much going on here, not just with Dive Fest, but with the diving and the hiking and the waterfalls and whales and stuff, so everybody's welcome to come down. There's something for everyone.
Yes, you got it. What have the conditions been like lately down there? What's the water temp in Dominica right now?
Yeah, well, it's probably starting to warm up right about now. I mean, it drops down to you know, this, the winter time we really suffer down here. It can be down 77, 76 sometimes, you know.
Okay.
So it's pretty brutal, but we'll be seeing it by July. It'll be up in the low 80s.
Yeah, well, you know, 77, that's not too shabby, I think, for most people listening right now.
I think he's being sarcastic.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's cold water.
Recognizing that, Bill. Greg was a little slow on that.
Well, hey, I'm a warm water wuss. Yeah, 74, 75, that's right at the threshold.
He didn't say 74. He said 77.
Well, 76, 77, yeah, maybe. But what about the whales? Are the whales there right now? Is this like whale season?
The whales are delicious.
Oh, quit it.
Okay, Bill, you're just taking off the invitation.
That's right.
Where you are.
Yeah, that's two strikes.
Yeah, no, the whales, as you know, we have over 20, about 25 or so resident sperm whales here year-round, and during the season where the big males come in, we'll have, you know, pods of whales all over the place. So that'll be wrapping up by July, so we'll just have our resident sperm whales down here.
Yeah.
But we got all the dolphins and, you know, the other whales down here all the time, so that's why we call ourselves the whale-watching capital of the Caribbean, because it's not just about the sperm whales, although that's one of our prime attractions, but, you know, whale watching is good all year round.
Yeah, that's very unique for that part of the world, for sure. And right there in Dominica, you have that option to do that, you know, partly on your surface interval. Mix it up with a little whale watching. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com, get all the details. Join us in July 7th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. More coming up.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
So Captain Cocktail is on the line. I got him as proof that I held my breath longer than Justin and Mermaid Tony last week during our freediving course. You're going to back me up there, right, Jeff? Come on.
It pains me to say this. Oh, sorry, guys. 5 seconds longer.
Yes, yeah, see? There you go. See, Bill didn't believe it. Tony kind of did.
That's,
but he's like,
that's not true at all. I introduced you as the breath hole, the champion of the Scuba Radio family.
Oh, you weren't being sarcastic?
I was not at all. We had fanfare music. We had the whole shooting match going on there.
All right. Well, hey, the truth stands as I see it.
Wait a minute. This just in. Your check bounced.
What?
Tony was the champion.
There was no check. I only pay cash, so you can't trace it to anywhere. All right, yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
You guys are too much. When are we going to do the real test?
When we get in the ocean, and you're going to catch up, and you and I, we're going to go head-to-head here, aren't we?
Oh, man, are you calling me out now?
Well, no, what I'm thinking, you and me, we can be the old guys, and we can take out these young kids and show them how it's done. Right, Jeff? We've been doing this way longer than Mermaid Tony and her cohort, Justin. And I think we
can
take
it
down.
Fact of the matter is, you've been doing it longer than they've been alive, but I didn't want to bring that up.
So apparently, he's trying to drag me into it as well, so he's not the only one that's going to get embarrassed by this?
No, it's not about being embarrassed. It's just safety's in numbers. I can spread the blame.
Maybe they combine both ours together.
See, if we lose, I can blame you for taking me down. But no, we're not going to lose. We're going to take him.
I'm going with you guys next time. We're going.
Yes.
I'm going in the ocean.
Yeah, Martin uses your boats there at South Florida Diving Headquarters. They go out on Sunday mornings, usually throughout the summer, right, and do this classroom
thing. As a matter of fact, we're scheduled for tomorrow morning. You guys, it's not too late. What time's the show over? calling him out.
He doesn't have time tomorrow.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to be worn out after doing this show. I've had to hold my breath for the last 30 minutes. I got another hour and a half to go.
He's been doing this all without exhaling.
Yes. It's impressive, isn't it?
Exhaling what?
Well, hold on. Hold that thought. We got a Dan Tim, and then we're back.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
ready.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 211. If you're rinsing your dive gear by walking through a car wash, remember to be sure to check no next to the box for hot wax.
Can I help you?
One wash and lube, please.
Hot wax?
Please.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you feeling, Nick?
Hey, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
You say that like it's a surprise.
No, but I did have a moment of panic at the airport this morning. I thought I forgot my phone.
Scary how scary that is, isn't it?
Depressingly so, but it turned out I had it.
Still had a moment of panic, huh?
A moment. But I tried to do what I always tell others to do. I stopped, I got myself together, got control, and I thought through it.
So where was your phone?
I put it in my bag instead of my pocket.
Ah, I love a happy ending, but you know what? This is a good topic for today.
Panic? How to or how to avoid?
Funny. I think most folks have the actual panicking covered. Let's go with how to deal or how to avoid.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the definition of panic.
Okay. Well, panic is that sudden, overwhelming, intense reaction to a perceived threat or stressor. How's that for a definition? And I say perceived because panic doesn't necessarily have to be caused by something real. It only really needs to appear real or be believed to be real.
Like believing every shark is going to eat you, right?
Exactly. They're almost always going to leave you alone. But if you've convinced yourself they're a constant or immediate danger, you might just panic when you see one, even if there's no actual threat.
But you can see how someone might get scared.
I can. But it's important to understand that fear and panic are two totally different things. Fear, and even anxiety for that matter, can be both healthy and helpful. They can produce adrenaline, and that makes us more alert to danger. And that can even assist us in finding solutions to problems. But panic, on the other hand, that goes way beyond and into the realm of irrational thought and even full-blown terror. That is not helpful and actually can contribute to an inappropriate or harmful set of choices. Those are the sort that you see panic people make if they can react at all.
That explains why panic divers are sometimes unresponsive.
Yes, panic tends to turn a person's focus inward, to the point where the perception narrowing we learned about in our dive training becomes a reality. The focus is zeroed in on one particular element of the problem instead of the whole scenario. And that really impedes a person's ability to deal with the overall situation.
So what causes panic?
It begins with stressors and fears and escalates from there. It can be fear of the unknown, an imagined threat. The list is pretty long of what a person fears, though. But as far as divers go, there are common stressors that tend to trigger the response that leads to full-blown panic.
Like what?
Well, a good one is task loading, or a fear of exceeding dive profiles and what might happen if you do.
Environmental factors are a big one.
Sure they are. Fear of equipment failure is a common one, and just plain being out of your comfort zone, whether from peer pressure or of your own choice. That's probably one of the most common of all.
So we tell people not to panic, but it's easier said than done. How do you really deal with it?
Yeah, I recommend staying within your comfort zone. Don't go beyond your limits and stay within your training and experience. If you've learned something new or you're learning something new, take your time and stay with what you're comfortable with. If you're getting into new areas, get training and supervision so that you stay within an area where you're supported.
And take care of yourself. If you're not feeling up for the dive mentally or physically, just don't do it.
That's a great point. If you're not up for it, it's better not to dive.
So what if you're unable to avoid it?
Well, before you get into full-blown panic, you'll go through some initial stages of fear and anxiety. When you feel that coming on, stop. If you do nothing else, stop. Doing that will give you a chance to think. If you find you're having trouble thinking clearly, just breathe. Those three steps are critical. Focus on your breathing and remind yourself that it means you're okay. The key is to try and retain some level of calm, because if you can do that, you'll be in a better position to find a solution.
And of course, once you find that solution, act on it.
Yep. Get yourself to the surface and inflate your BCD. Another option is to drop your weights if you have to signal for help. But above all, Keep breathing as normally as possible and try to stay relaxed.
What if it's your buddy who panics?
First, do your best not to join in. Second, don't do anything that will put you at risk.
Especially since they may not even realize you're trying to help, right?
Right. If you have to approach, do so in a way that avoids flailing arms and legs. And if you're able to help alleviate a problem, something like disentangling the diver or inflating their BCD, do it. Do what you can to help, but again, don't put yourself in risk.
Is there any way to be sure you avoid panic?
All you can really do is reduce the chances, like we've talked about here. But no one's immune to panic, and there's no guaranteed way to avoid it. But if you can avoid those factors that cause fear, you can take steps to reduce their impact on you. But even the most seasoned divers can panic, and it can be for a variety of reasons. People can be disoriented, have nitrogen narcosis, or unable to communicate. You just can't know. The best you can do is avoid what you know to be problematic. Try to recognize impending panic either in yourself and others and deal with it while it's still in the anxiety or lower level phases to maintain a level of coherency that will allow you to deal with the problem.
Comfort is the key, you think?
Comfort is the key.
Some are more prone than others, but no one's immune to panic. So be aware and be prepared. Know yourself and what makes you anxious. And do what you can to become comfortable with the situation. Stay within your comfort zone, and if you feel your anxiety start to rise, do your best to stay calm and in control. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Hey, look who's here. It's CJ. My dive student just popped in the studio.
How are you?
Now, it's good to see you, CJ. Thanks for stopping in. You know, I just came back from this freediving class.
Right.
Yeah. But you heard that I held my breath 5 seconds longer than Mermaid Tony. You heard about this.
I don't believe that.
Oh, man.
Her lungs are way bigger than yours.
Have you been listening?
Here's the thing. This is the thing that
I think.
Wait a minute.
She's younger, way younger than you.
Much hotter.
And
bigger lungs.
I mean, just the age thing.
Yeah.
I've seen her suck almost no air on dives.
Okay.
I've been on dives with all of us.
Yeah, but
and she sucks almost no air.
Yes.
You know, how could you possibly?
Here's older and wiser.
It's a trick.
You're a Jedi?
No. Yes. No. It was a 3-minute exercise, and he just took longer to get up off the bottom of the pool because he's older.
Yeah, I move slower.
Well,
so
you're conserving energy.
Right.
Like a manatee.
Wiser.
Like a sloth.
Wiser,
like
I tell you.
Like a West Indian manatee.
Oh, screw you both.
Sea cow.
All right, so look. Let's just move on because I'm not gonna
win.
I'm gonna get plenty more grief when Tony does show up on the show, and obviously.
So seriously, you're not kidding.
5 seconds, 305 breath hold in a pool, my friend.
They were told to come up after 3 minutes. Tony and Justin came up after 3 minutes, and this bozo is like, hey, "I'll be right there. Don't wait for me. I'm coming."
Is your walker waterproof?
Is there what?
Is your walker waterproof?
Oh, quiet. You know, I have been a diver.
The tennis balls are slipperier.
Aluminum.
For a few years now. I just got my certificate in the mail. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago that Patty, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, sent me an email congratulating me on my 15th year as a certified Patty diver.
Cool.
And I got a certificate and a pin. In the mail this week.
Congratulations for surviving.
Yes. Dennis sent me an email. He said, I heard you mention on the show that you got your 15-year recognition thing from Patty. I offer my congratulations. That actually means you've been diving for 16 years. Because I think Patty usually sends out the certificate and pen 1 year late. I mean, maybe just so in case you didn't make it.
You know what? I think I'm almost five.
He goes, I just received my pen and congratulatory letter for 10 years, which arrived on my 11th anniversary. So in your honor, I am wearing my Scuba Radio t-shirt on my evening walk tonight. Well, Dennis, thank you.
Dennis, put some pants on!
Where no one will see it.
Get us some pants!
Where no one will see it because it would be dark out.
See what?
His shirt.
His t-shirt. Oh, yeah, his t-shirt. Right.
I was afraid.
They won't say the other thing because it's cold.
Flashlight. What is flashlight?
I was like, really? We don't want to abuse our listeners anymore.
No, that's
than we
cool.
Already do.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the nice thoughts there, Dennis. But yeah, 15 years or 16. I lost count. We were trying to do the math. 15 years ago would have been 96, and I think that's right. I had 93 in my mind. So maybe I'm way. Who cares? Hey, I'm a diver. That's all that matters.
I think it's when Tony was born.
Oh, quit it.
Wow, now I really feel old.
You should.
Yeah, well, you are, yeah. Definitely. Really.
Old, ancient. old.
Wiser, I tell you. We're wiser.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market.
The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoy Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, you can't ride these mantas, but you can cruise with them. We did that in Fiji last time we were there. Getting ready to do it again here in about 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I remember the last time I went to Fiji. It'll be the next time I go to Fiji.
Yes. Okay. Well, there you go. All right.
The first time, you mean.
It's whatever.
We got to talk about some gear that you need free diving or just diving in general. Doug Krause from Oceanic Aries. And just fine dive equipment manufacturing folks that are out in California, Oakland, California. He's on with us right now. How you doing, Doug? Welcome.
I am doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Now, we were talking about this free diving class I did last weekend, and I used my Aries Manta to just do the timing in the pool, but you guys actually make a specific dive computer or free diving computer that people can use when they're free diving, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Called the F-10.
The F-10, and we've talked about this on the show before. However, there's a new version of it that is just come out or getting ready to come out.
It's literally, we just started making shipments out to our dealers yesterday. So it'll be out in, you know, dive stores on the West Coast probably as early as Monday and start working its way east from there. So by the end of next week, you ought to have it out in your in your backyard.
Yes. Now, Martin Stepanek, I know, helped in the design of this piece of gear. And he was pretty clear in our class that we took last week with him about these computers for freedivers are very different from dive computers. And there's a lot of problems with using a dive computer for a freediving class. Is that what you guys tried to work on to come up with a specific plan so it would address those particular needs freedivers need, or what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, ultimately, we wanted to create something that was tailored for the activity. You know, nearly every one of our dive computers has a freediving mode.
Right.
But this is really, you know, and working with Martin was great. I mean, I've been, you know, a very casual freediver for most of my life, but there are so many aspects of it that he was able to bring to the table. And really what it enabled us to do is to make a product that, you know, it works really well for someone that is a casual freediver or snorkeler, to someone that spears fish, to someone of Martin's caliber that's out training on a regular basis and you know, performing ultimately in competitions and so forth.
Yeah, you know, and I will say that, you know, a typical dive computer, if you used like your, you know, if you used an OC-1, which Tony had her OC-1 with her for the class, that works great. Especially just for timing and some of the basic stuff that we do, but some of those free diving aspects, it's so based on timing and getting the circulation going, as far as like there's a cycle that they go through where you have a breathe up for a certain amount of time, you dive for a certain amount of time, you be a safety diver for a certain amount of time. It's very time oriented, and that's what's kind of built into this watch. That you normally wouldn't get that much detail in a dive computer, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point. Is you don't want to, as much as I'd like to believe that people are incredibly focused on our products, it's the last thing you want to think about, right? You're focusing on what's going on with your body and what you have to do, and you really don't want to have to be looking and trying to interpret or push buttons and try to understand what the product's doing.
Right.
Set it up ahead of time and it alerts you, you know, with audible signals, visual signals, lets you know what's going on so that you can time your activities.
Got it. Now, and that's the new, that's the Aries F10, right?
Correct.
It's Aries F10 V2, which would be version 2.
All right, now, just to be fair, and I understand that the whole free diving thing is a lot more zen-like. It's a lot more relaxed and
yes.
calm and
mm-hmm.
laid back.
Right.
But
peaceful.
Did you ever think about putting in any kind of, like, voice cues? Like, head to the surface! Head to the surface! Does that ever do you ever think about maybe doing that?
Now that you bring it up, you'll probably incorporate that into the V3. Or maybe, yeah, Doug?
It's happening as we speak.
Okay, there you go.
Forward, absolutely.
All right. Every
well,
consultation.
I am available
for... I'm going to go back and record that and grab that sample, if you don't mind. I can license that.
CJ's that here. CJ's a professional voice guy, but I work for cheap. So, really, if you need me, I am available.
Yeah. Well,
that was amazing, Bill. That would shoot me right to the surface.
Yeah,
Greg, well, if you can shriek right like that in a freediver's ear, that would just
be awesome. I'd be glad to do that. We're all cheap here. Anyway, let's talk about the Lava Core, the new wetsuit material. I don't even know if you call it. Is it considered a wetsuit or a skin or what? What would you call the Lava Core?
You know, we were thought at that. I wish we could come up with something other than Lava Core, because it's not a skin and it's not a wetsuit. And that's really.
Are you dipped into it? Are you,
might as well be.
Is there a hoisting mechanism that drops you down into it and you come up and there's a...
It's very stretchy and very flattering.
Yes.
If you have something to be flattered
so
about. You know what I'm saying?
So it makes me look like I have somebody else's body, because that would be flattering.
Well, it
something
tucks in
skin tight is not going to be flattering.
No,
me.
It does tuck in the right places. I've seen this. And
okay, I believe you.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, you can amend it as you see fit with a sock or whatever. No, I'm just saying. But it is like thermal protection that is kind of modular, because they come in pieces, like a top and a bottom, as opposed to a full-fledged wetsuit, right?
Yeah, so you've got a lot of flexibility on how you want to wear it. You have long sleeves, short sleeves, hooded sleeve shirts, hooded vests. Now, the beauty of it is that you do have, like a skin, you don't have any buoyancy characteristics, so you don't have to add any weight. But like a wetsuit and unlike a skin, you do have some thermal properties. So it can be worn by itself in warm tropical waters or layered underneath a suit to give you additional warmth.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's the Lava Core. Get it at your Oceanic Aries dealer near you. Great stuff. I'm wearing it. Tony's wearing it. And
you're wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it. It feels good. And there's nothing tucked in there. That's all me.
Nothing gets between me and my Lava Core.
All right, hour two of Scuba Radio's On Deck. Don't go anywhere.
Go to the surface! Go to the surface! Go to the surface!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.